So I wanted to study this next parable in Matthew 25 about the man who is given money. About the men who are given money. Let's just read it from verse 14. Maybe someone can read in Chinese.
又叫了仆人来把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的财产给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子买藏了。过了许久，那些仆人到主人来了，和他们算账。 那领5000的银子的又带着那领另外5000来说，主啊，你交给我的1000两银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你不在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派与你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你给我的2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好。 你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派与你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的也来说，主啊，你给我的2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派与你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你忍心忤逆世人心的人，没有重着地放药收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。就当把我银子兑换给银钱的人。待我来的时候，可以连本带利收回。夺过他这一千，给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余。
Thank you. So again, as we saw in all the parables, this man is a bit unusual.
我们就是看到这一章了，这个人很不平常。
He gives all his money to his slaves.
他将就是所有的钱给他的奴仆。
And he says, I'm going away and I'm going to come back.
他走了，然后还会回来的。
So this man is representative of Jesus.
他把这个人就是比喻成耶稣。
But it's not normal that a rich man would trust all his money to his slaves.
就是富人将就是将的所有的钱就是寄托于那个穷他的奴仆。
Why not put it in the bank?
为什么不放到银行？
But I think this is to show how Jesus trusts us with his work.
这就是说耶稣就是相信我们所做的工。
We've all been given something.
我们已经被给了一些东西。
But we tend to think, no, I'm just an ordinary guy, I'm not so clever, not so smart, I don't have what I need.
我只是一个普通人，并不很精明。
But actually, Jesus has given us a huge amount.
他已经给我们了很多的量。
And these, when it says in the English, talents, this is a weight of gold.
就是他说谚语中就那个talent就那个单词的，他就是说等的。
Well, to give somebody a slave who had nothing, 5 talents of gold, this is crazy. It's like giving us millions and millions of dollars.
对，就是说他所给他的那个，就是比5000个那个更多。
And if you just could imagine that somebody gave you millions of dollars, let's say.
有些人可能给你就是成千上万的美元。
You would feel a great responsibility.
你会感觉到你有就是有了责任。
But I can't use this for myself. He wants me to use it for his work.
他可能就是这个钱他的目的是用于做工的。
And this is how, in one sense, we should feel with all the things that we have been given.
就是我们所给的一切时，我们就是要时常想到这个。
We might think that, you know, I have nothing. But the very fact that we know the gospel, this is a huge weight of gold.
但是我们应该就是阅读圣经里面的福音，了解它。
There's millions of people in this world. Billions.
是可能地球上就上亿的人口。
They don't know the gospel.
他们都不知道那个福音。
The fact we can read.
事实上我们可以阅读。
A lot of people can read.
人们可以阅读。
The fact that we believe, I think that is also a gift.
就是我们就是能够阅读，这有时候也是一种圣灵的恩典。
And so we have got more than we think.
我们比上帝更多的资源。
And it's for us to use that for God.
我们就是用。
We should use it for God.
我们就是利用这一切，为上帝就是利用我们这所有恩典的一切。
So then, Christianity, it's not like a part-time hobby.
就是真正的基督教徒就是不仅仅是就是一个当把它当做一种个人兴趣。
It's not that we live the same life as the person next to us in the world, but on Sunday we go to church and.Yes, we sort of have this Christian part of our life. No, it should be our whole life.
就是不仅仅就是像那些传统的那些基督教徒一样，每个周六或者是周日去教堂。
That we give our whole self to Him.
我们将应该把我们就是整个身心全部寄托于神。
It's not like a hobby.
不像一个种那个好兴趣。
Like.Philosophy or religion might be like a hobby for us.
对，就是像有些人喜欢研究那些神学这些东西，他认为这些东西都是真实存在的，跟那个密切相关的，并不是只是一种宗教。
So in verse 15, but they would give them this money according to their ability.
就是他在这个就是十五节这上面就是说，一个给了一千，就一个给了一千。
So God knows what we are able to do.
上帝知道他们该怎么做。
And He wants us to do at least something.
他至少就是给了钱，肯定让我们需要就是做了一些事情，就是可能要去就像传播他的一样道义。
You see there also that we've each been given something different.
他就是给每个人的都是不同的。
And.Paul says that when we are baptized into the body of Jesus.
保罗说就是我们受洗一般就是受洗归入耶稣里。
So one person might be the leg, the hand, the finger, the mouth, the ears. Each of us is a different part of that body.
就是我通过受洗过后，我们就是整个身体的所有部位就是将是一个全新的。
So then, in total, all of us together are the body of Jesus to this world.
就是我们将一个以全心，就是像耶稣那样的。他这个主要是说的是就是精神上的，并不是那个肉体是这种。
We show Jesus to this world.
我们就是向世人展示耶稣。
So verse 16.He that had received the five talents went immediately.
就是那个领了五千，随即去做买卖。
There's a great theme in the Bible of the servants of God immediately doing His work.
就是他们会立刻做他的工。
And we all have something in us that wants to delay. That I will do that tomorrow.
也许中我们有些人就是常常找各种理由吧，说我们明天再做。
I will pray about that.When I've got more time, I'll read the Bible tomorrow. I'll do that good work next week.
也许我们就是说我今天没空，然后明天才有时间阅读圣经。
And I looked once at all the times in the Bible that this word immediately or at once occurs.
它强调就是 at once 跟那个 immediately 这个呢，立刻的这个单词。
It occurs so many times in the Bible.
在圣经上很多次。
But if we see what we should be doing, let's do it.
圣经里面呢就是说，如果就是你要想做什么，就是立刻做，并不是等到什么有空的时候。他说这里面说的就说到耶稣有很多激进行为。
So these people traded with the money and they got some profit.
然后他就是去做买卖，然后可能赚了一些，有了一些利润。
But if you trade, let's say they went to the market with this money and they started to buy and sell, etc. If you trade, sometimes you lose.
你做生意可能有时候会亏本吧。
You don't make profit every time.
并不是每次都能盈利。
And so it is in our walk with God, our work for God.
与上帝行走。
It's sometimes two steps backward and three steps forward.
可能就是徘徊吧，有时向前，有时向后。
So these men, you know, it seems now that, oh yeah, God gave, Jesus gave them two talents and he made another two talents. But it would not have been, it would not have been so simple.
就是他说的是现在连两千的也这样净赚了两千。
He would have sometimes lost and then gained.
他有时候就是持续了，然后持续盈余。
But then we come to the man who had one talent.
这个有了一千的。
And you notice that this man, he didn't steal it. He didn't think, right, I've got one talent of gold, I'll go and spend that on myself. No, he doesn't do that.
他并不是就像他耶稣所教导那样赚了一千。
He just doesn't do anything with it.
他对了一千什么都没有做，而是把就是把它埋藏了。
So, verse 19. After a long time, the master comes and settles accounts.
就是仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
So we said that, verse 14. The man going on the journey. This is like Jesus. He goes away.And then he's coming again. And when he comes again, there will be like accounts, judgment.
他说这个人就是从做生意当中来回，就像耶稣就是来临了一样。
And we will have to stand before Jesus and explain what we did before he gave us.
我们就是向向耶稣解释我们所做的。
And we can forget about that now, but ultimately that is what's going to happen.
我们可能会忘记这些吧，但是这是一直是在还是在发生的。
It says verse 19, after a long time. In other words, it seems that Jesus is away for a very, very long time.
他说过了许久，他主要就是强调的时间比较长。
It seems that actually he will never come.
可能他会永远不会来吧。
But he will.
但是他会的。
One day, all the laws of physics and gravity will bebe ended and the sky will open and Jesus will come back.
他说耶稣降临的时候就像圣经里想描述的一样，就是像那个展天门开了，然后耶稣降临的，那是他说的就是那当时的一种场景。
And in that day, we will explain what we have done with our lives.
就是说我们现在要所做，我就是在我们生命中要所做的这件。
Now, I think if Jesus was to say to us now in this life, so what have you done, Duncan?
他可能就是邓肯说，就是在他这生他会做什么。
I don't think I could really explain it.
可能他邓肯他自己也解释不了。
I don't know exactly how to judge what I've done with my life.
可能他也不能就是自己能解释他就这生他所做的。
I could not at this moment say to Jesus.Yes, you gave me this, and I got this for you.
他可能不能跟耶稣说吧，你给了这个，我得到了那个。
But when our lives are finished and we stand before the day of judgment,
就是在审判日那一天。
We will understand ourselves.
我们自己将会理解。
We will see ourselves from outside of ourselves.
就是说那一天就是。我们的外部和将会不一样的。
And that, I think, is the purpose of the Day of Judgment.
这就是他认为就是审判日的他的目的。
Because Jesus, you know, he could come back right now. Oh, Donald, Faisal, well done. go into the kingdom. But if we just did that, we wouldn't really appreciate what had happened. So therefore there is this day of judgment for our benefit.
他说就是审判日那一天，就是耶稣，就是他会就是看到我们这些人原来就是所做的一切，就是像什么这位巴基斯坦的，就是我们在这一天这些所做的一切呢，最终就是在那一天会给我们回报的。
Now of course judgment is like a metaphor. It's like symbolic language.
他说就是审判日那一天，他认为也是就是用一些比喻的手法，不像那些传统那些教义的，可能不太一样。
In a human court, the judge, he doesn't kind of know the situation, and he's listening to evidence, and he's making a decision.
就是像在那天，就是做了很多一些决定。
But Jesus already knows our lives.
他说他就是不只是在审判上那天才决定，然后耶稣就是一直都知道这一切。
He knows everything, so it's not that he's trying to get information.
他并不是就是在那一天才像我们一样得到那些信息。
And so the purpose of the Day of Judgment is to help us to understand who I am and where I came from and now what I'm going forever.
在审判日那一天就是让我们知道我们真正的自己是谁，我们来自哪里。
Okay, verse 21, the master says to him, Well done, you were faithful over a little, I will set you over much.
他就是说，就是我要将许多事情派你管理。
But the man had been given 5 talents of gold. The man had been given 5 talents of gold.
这个人就是给了，就是上面所说的给了5000那个。
It's like millions of dollars.
就是像可能像很多美元吧。
And Jesus says that's just a little.
耶稣可能说，就是他所给的并不是很多。
Now I'm going to give you a lot.
耶稣就是现在将给我们加倍，因为圣经在那个旧约里面就是很多都是上帝，然后别人都是什么双倍、很多倍的，耶稣也是那样一样的。
So then, in the kingdom of God, forever and ever, we are going to be, as it were, trading for God.
就是像我们就是上帝给我们的一些就是像这个就是做买卖的一样，跟我们像做买卖的一样。
We will not just be sitting there in paradise, kind of doing nothing.
不像就是一些其他宗教认为就是坐在天堂上什么都不做的。
In a lot of religions, that is the idea that paradise is like a very passive kind of place.
他认为就是传统就是那说的那些天堂就是，就是没有什么不是所做的，就是像可能这是其他宗教里的描述的。
That kind of for the men, like in Islam, as I think for the men, they have lots of wives.
因为就是可能伊斯兰教或者是其他宗教里吧，他说就是天堂可能，就是信正主安拉那些人可能认为就是到天堂然后能娶到很多老婆吧。
Beautiful food.
还有一些食物。
But you know, if that's how it really is going to be forever and ever, that would be so boring.That would actually be like hell.
如果真的像那样了，可能就跟他们描述的地狱一样嘛，没什么区别的。
And yet, what God offers us is not just being passive forever and ever, but to work for Him.
他耶稣他不并不是需要就是像那些教会所说的天堂的生活，他想需要与我们一同行走。
So Jesus is saying to this man, as you worked for me in this life.Now you are going to work for me much, much more powerfully forever and ever.
就是将和我们，就是和我们将和耶稣一样更有力的，就是一起行动。
Now, if in this life then we are very passive to Jesus and to His work.
就是可能这是我们就对耶稣所做的就是无动于衷吧。
If for us it's just a hobby, it's just something we do occasionally in our lives, then there's no point in us being in the kingdom of God.
如果像这样就是在天国里是没有意义的。
It would be kind of boring for us.
就是可能会很就是无聊吧。
So he says, verse 21, enter into the joy of your master.
就是他这个21节就是上面就是说了可以进入享受你主人的快乐。
So there we are standing in front of Jesus, talking with him about our lives.
和他谈论我们的生命。
And he's going to be so happy that we are in the kingdom.
他可能会很高兴啊，我们已经进入他的天国。
And we will enter into his joy.
就是我们与就是享受快乐。
So although Jesus has got everlasting life, etc., he still has emotions.
耶稣即使他进入永恒的生命，但是他也有一样像我们就是平常人一样的感情。
In another place, Jesus says that about the people he will reject at the day of judgment, that he will be ashamed. He will be ashamed of them.
可能在审判日吧，有些人就是就像平时的一样不相信他的人，可能有时候会被拒绝吧，他可能感觉耶稣也会感到有点遗憾。
So then, God and Jesus, they have emotions of sorrow, of sadness, of joy, of shame.
他说耶稣和上帝有可能也有就是像那个其他人，就像我们普通人一样，感到就是很抱歉，很悲伤。
There is in some religions the idea that spirituality means being without passion, without feeling.
可能就是其他宗教可能认为就是说这些神学这些东西吧，可能就是没有感情的。他认为这些东西都是有感情的，就上帝也有感情的。
Now you see with God and Jesus, they have passion, they have emotion.
就是他说耶稣和上帝也是有情感的。
When Jesus says about the wicked people, I will be ashamed of him.
就是说当耶稣有时候说到那些很弱的人，他有可能就是也感觉就是很遗憾很悲伤的。
Can you just imagine that there's Jesus in heaven so far away from us, if you want to think of it in physical terms, and he sees me in the lift getting angry with somebody who was being noisy outside my hotel room last night, and he's like, God, like I'm ashamed, like you're ashamed sometimes of your kids
Jesus,
we are in a relationship with Jesus. He has joy about
Jesus 也欢喜
and also shame.
Yes, 他也感到很悲伤。
So, let's go back to this one talent man in verse 24. He says to Jesus, you're a hard man, you're unreasonable.
他是说就是你一个很强硬的人，他一点不合乎起你。
So I was afraid of you.
他就是很害怕的。
But I didn't steal your money.
他没有偷他的钱。
I didn't go down the shops and spend it on myself.
他也没有就是去拿这些钱去购物。
Here you are, have it back.
也给他了，然后就归还他了。
And it's fear.It's fear that paralyzes us in a spiritual sense.
可能就是因为就是可能就是感觉就是心里感觉特别害怕吧。
Now, of course, it's not true that Jesus is a hard man, that he's unreasonable. That's not true.
就是说耶稣他这上面说的是耶稣可能就是一个很强硬的人吧。他说这是不正确的。
But Jesus says to him, okay.You thought that's what I was like?
你看到我所做的就是那样。
Then you should have acted appropriately.
你可能就是你会注意到你的行为举止。
So, the man, fear is what stops us.
然后就害怕，就是因为害怕，然后让我们停止做这一些。
These are the very words, actually, that Adam used.In the Garden of Eden.
这就是说亚当就是在天堂里所说的。
God, you remember they eat the fruit and they go and hide.
就是说他们吃过见果，那个就是禁果，然后也知道了，然后就躲起来了。
And God comes and says, Adam, where are you?
上帝可能说亚当你在哪？
And he says, I was afraid, and so I went and hid.
就是亚当就可能也会害怕吧，然后就躲藏起来了。
And this man says exactly the same.
他这个人可能就是和他一样的。
Now, if we really believe that we are acceptable to God,
如果我们觉得我们能够让上帝所接受，
because we've been baptized into Jesus and we are in Christ,
我们将受洗归入耶稣，
and if he looks at us so positively,
他会感觉这很积极的。
Then we will not be afraid.
我们将不会害怕。
We won't feel that I must hide from God.
就不必就是看到这上帝然后躲藏起来了。
You can't hide from God anyway.
其实他躲起来，上帝也会看到的。
So Jesus says to him, 26, "You wicked and lazy servant."
你的又恶又懒的仆人。
So this man is called wicked.
他称这个就是恶人。
But you could say, well, he wasn't really wicked. He was a bit frightened, and he didn't like steal the money. He didn't do anything bad. Why does Jesus call him wicked?
其实他也没有偷钱，也不是特别恶。为什么耶稣就是称他为恶人？
And I think it's because, I don't know if you get a sin of omission is the same as sin of commission. In other words, we tend to think that sin is what we commit.
就是我们所犯的罪。
That, for example, if I go and steal, I go and hit, I go get drunk or something, that I committed a sin.
可能就是因为我们酗酒或者就是干了一些就是这些事情，然后就是感觉到自己已经犯下了罪。
But it's not true. It's not true that if I do not steal, I do not get drunk, I do not hit someone. It's not true that therefore I am such a good guy.
并不因为就是你不做的这些违反道德的事情，就是不一定就是说你就是不犯罪。他是说的就是基督教原罪。
Because you can sin by omitting to do something.
可能就忘记了做一些事情。
For example, if we see somebody in need in that corridor, we see, let's say, we see a child that's lost.
对，我们看到就是他在那边，就是昨天晚上。
And we think that I don't have much time, but I pretend I didn't see that child. I'm running to the lift and I got to check out and get home.
可能我们你自己就说我们没看到吧，然后回去了。
That's a sin.
那也是一个罪。
Of omission.
也是一个疏忽忽略。
And so this man is called wicked because he omitted to do what he could do.
就是他没有做他应该所做的。
And I think that for us here, that's probably how we sin normally. We sin, I think, people like us, we sin by omission, not so much by commission.
就是我们可能做就是因为我们的忽略，而不是我们就是所就是犯的。
You know that I'm busy with my life, so I don't have time to do this, to do that, and we omit to do what we should do.
就是我们忽略了我们真正是需要做的。
We're very bad at justifying ourselves.
就是总是有用各种理由，然后来就是来就是找各种理由来就是充分就是证明我们的一些所做的。
So Jesus says to him, "You should have put my money in the bank, so that when I came back, you could have given me the interest."
就是并不像放到银行里，然后回来又给他利息。
So.Jesus was a Jew talking to Jewish people.
耶稣是个犹太人。
In the Old Testament, in the Law of Moses.
在就是旧约里面的摩西。
It was written that the Jew should not lend out his money for interest.
犹太人是不能就借给人钱然后收利息的。
Jesus says here, "You should have lent my money out at least for interest, and give me the interest."
耶稣就是说，你至少要给我利息。
And I think that what he means is, look, even if what you did was not really the best, even if it was not really completely ethical, completely correct, if you had done at least something, I would have accepted you.
如果并不一定你就是做了没有做了一些就是说道德上的然后认为合理的然后就是我们就是没有就是承认你的
So then Jesus will explain to people
耶稣有可能就是向世人解释
How they could have entered his kingdom
我们将怎样进入他的国
And that's why in verse 30This man goes out and bangs his teeth.
就是这个人哀哭切齿。
It's a symbol of anger with himself.
就是是他就是内在的困惑。
Can you imagine?
你是否可以想象
？Telling you how you could have been in his kingdom.
你怎么能进入他的国
？And he said, "I'm sorry, but you're not going to be here. There's everlasting life in front of you. You could have had it."
就是在前方有永恒的生命，你可以得到它。
But you will not.
但是你没有。
And if you had, you're interested in English language conditional tenses, if you had done this,
如果你做了这些
you would have been in my kingdom.
你将会进入我的国。
So I don't think that hell is a place of fire, literal fire.
他说说圣经里所说的就是火，他不认为他是这只是表面的意义。
The weeping, verse 30, this weeping and banging of teeth.
就是就像这样的哀哭切齿。
This is the punishment.
这也是一种惩罚。
When a man realizes I could have been there, but I'm
shut
up. And so each of us will come to judgment day. Every one of us here will come to judgment.
我们就是最终都会进入那个审判日那一天。
And those.Who have at least done something with what God has given us will be accepted.
上帝给了我们这一些，我们应该去接受。
Okay. I don't know if anyone's got any questions or comments.